Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Pei Hey. Alicia left off yesterday. Daf Pei Dalet Ambeza Tanur Rabbanan. Four lines before the lines get wide. I want to thank Alicia Graf once again for giving Daf Yomi Shir. Excuse me. The past 2 days while I was away. So what we are today's shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Lander once again for sponsoring the Daf Yomi Shir every single day. And what we're going to discuss today is the following. First of all, we're going to have a machlokas about the circumstances of a machlokas tanaim, whether a get, whether a tanai written into a get is going to passel the get. If they actually include the tanai into the nusach of the get, so there is a machlokas tanaim, whether that will passel the get or not, and we're going to have a machlokas amarayim, what the circumstances of that machlokas tanaim actually are. That will bring us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah on Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah is going to talk about being mishayer people that she's halachically unable to marry anyway, meaning we said that if you say and you say except you're not allowed to marry so and so, that's a she or a beget, that's going to passel the get. But what if you say chutz from people who she anyway isn't allowed to marry? So sometimes that is a she or sometimes it's not a she or, and the Mishnah is going to give the klalim for that. The Gemara is then going to have 9 different shailas about different types of shiur and whether that's considered to be leaving something out of the krisus, that you're leaving something out of the get. We're going to raise the 9 shailas and we're going to end it all off with a teku. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph going over to Amud Beis is just going to go through what the basic text of a get is. What words need to be written in the get. The Gemara is going to have machlokas tanaim, whether your dayim shein melchichos works for a get. If you allude to things in a way that is not abundantly clear, does that is that enough when it comes to a get? And then the Gemara on the second half of Amud Beis is going to go through various dikdukim in writing a get, things that one needs to be extra careful about, to include certain yuds, not include certain yuds, make sure certain vavs are very clearly vavs and not yuds, and things like of that nature, when to spell things with an aleph or a hey, when things like that really, really matter as far as a get. Various dikdukim that we're going to have in a get. So let's begin. Four lines get wide. Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Kol ha-tanayim. Any condition that a person would write in a get, like al menashe titni li masayim zuz, any standard condition, poslin beget. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that passels the get, even if you're mekayim the tanai, it passels the get. V'chamam kol she posel al peh, posel b'ksav. V'kol she eno posel al peh, eno posel b'ksav. V'chamam say, no, whatever you're allowed to say verbally, you're allowed to put in writing in the get itself. And whatever is not going to, whatever would passel if you say it verbally, that would passel if you put it in writing. So the Chamam explained, chutz she posel al peh, where you say, harei mutar z'kol adam chutz miploni, where if you were to say that bal peh, that would be possible. It's or at least the Ritva points out that would be possible if you say that b'shas m'siras haget, because if you say it means b'shas k'sivas haget, then the brisa would be kasha and Rav Safra, who said that no lashon is going to possible bal peh b'shas k'sivas haget. But at least b'shas m'siras haget, you wouldn't be able to say harei amutar z'kol adam chutz l'ploni, and therefore posel b'ksav. Therefore, you cannot have written into the text of the get harei amutar z'kol adam chutz m'ploni. But almanash sheino posel al peh, eino posel b'ksav. But if you say almanash titni li masayim zuz, which is a perfectly valid tonight to verbalize, so it's a perfectly valid tonight to put in the get as well. So the brisa tells us machlokas tanaim. Rebbe holds any tonight that you put in into the text of the get, passels the get automatically. And the Chum say, no, the rules of a Tanai in writing are the same as the rules of a Tanai verbally. Whatever you could say verbally, you could put in writing. Whatever you can't say verbally, you can't put in writing either. So the Gemara now brings a machlokas amarayim, how to explain this machlokas tanayim between Rebbe and the Chamim. Amar Rebbe Zeira, machlokas lefnei toref. The whole machlokas between Rebbe and the Chamim is if the tanai is put in the get before the toref. The Rebbe Savar Gazrin and Almanas Hatu Chutz. Rebbe holds we're going to make a gzeira that even a valid tanai, like Almanas, we have to be gozer to a case of chutz, which would be an invalid tonight, and therefore when you put it in writing even a valid tonight like almanas, it's going to passel the get. Rabbanan savi lo gazrin almanas hatu chutz, that we're not going to make any such gzeira of almanas hatu chutz. Avala achara toref divrei akol kasher, but if you only put the tonight in after the toref, everyone's going to say the get is kasher, even though you have a tonight written into the get, so long as the Tanai is Mekuyim. So if you have a regular Tanai of Amnash Shatitli Messiah and Zuz, and you put it Liachara Torif, even Rebbe would agree that's perfectly fine. And our Mishnah, which said Ksavo, where you write it inside the get, and we said that that's talking about where you wrote a Lashon of Chutz, but that implies Aval Almanas Lo Pasil, that if you were to write into the get the Lashon of Almanas, it would be fine. Our Mishnah, which seems to assume be fine, either it's talking about where you wrote it in before the Taref, and it's assuming like the Sheet of the Rabbanan, that even the Fnei Torah, if it's fine, v'ibayseim ala achara Torah v'divrei kol, or it's assuming that you wrote in the Lashon of Almanas after the Torah, where even Rabbi agrees that it's perfectly fine to have a Lashon of Almanas la achara Torah, that we're not gozer Almanas atu chutz, which would passel even achara Torah, because chutz la achara Torah is itself only asr mishum gzeira. Tosus points out in Dibra Maskul Divrei that the chutz la achara Torah is itself only a gzeira atu lefnei Torah. So Almanas, the Achara Torah, would then be a Gzera L'Gzera. It's Almanas, a Tuchutz, the Achara Torah, a Tulefnei Torah. That would be a Gzera L'Gzera. We wouldn't go that far. So that is one opinion of Amorayim. That is Rabbi Zera's understanding of the Machlokas Rabbi and the Chachamim. That the whole Machlokas Rabbi and the Chachamim is only Lefnei Torah. But Lachara Torah, everyone's going to be perfectly fine with it. V'rava Amar Machlokas Liachara Torah. That no, the Machlokas Tanoim is if you put in the condition after the Torah. That's where the Rebbe Sofer Gazrin not to Lefnei Torah. Rebbe holds we're going to make a Gzeira Atu Lefnei Torah, and certainly it's going to be possible if you actually do it Lefnei Torah. But even Lachara Torah, it's going to be possible. V'rabbanan Savi Lo Gazrin, and the Rabbanan say it's true that Lefnei Torah would be problematic, but we're not going to be Gozer Liachara. But if you're to actually put in the Tanai, Lefnei HaTorev, Divrei HaKol Pasul, then everyone's going to agree the get is going to be Pasul. Even the Chum are going to agree the get is going to be Pasul. Aye, then what do we do with our Mishnah? Masis is the Ketanik Savav Okimna B'chutz Aval Almanas Lo Pasul. Our Mishnah, which implies that you can write in a Tanai of Almanas, Liachara Torah for Rabbanan, he must be assuming that we're talking about writing it in Liachara Torah, and even then it's only according to the Sheet of the Rabbanan. Because Rebbe would hold, in Rava's understanding, Rebbe would hold any Tanai written in any part of the get is automatically going to pasul. So our Mishnah could not have allowed for an Almanas written into the get, but the Rabbanan say, no, as long as you put it Liachara Torah, it's fine. So when our Mishnah assumes Almanas is fine, it means that it's Liachara Torah. So the Gemara brings a brisa that seems to support Rava, and is going to explain how Rabbi Zera will address this brisa. Tani Avod Rabbi Avin Kamei de Rabbi Zera. He taught the following brisa to challenge Rabbi Zera. Kasav get al Tanai, divrei hakol pasul. If you write a get al Tanai, it's pasul. So divrei hakol pasul va miflug pligi. But wait, you Rabbi Zera said that the chamim are totally makshir get al Tanai. Whether it's lefnei HaTorah, leachar HaTorah, Rabbi Zera, your understanding is that even Rebbe doesn't pasul a get al Tanai necessarily. It's if it's achar HaTorah, he'll only pasul if it's lefnei HaTorah. So there's no get that a Tanai is the divrei hakol pasul. So Rabbi Zera will answer, Ema ela Ema the divrei hakol kosher. No, you have to change just one minor word in that brisa. It doesn't say divrei hakol pasul, it says divrei hakol kosher. Ah, and that's talking about Lachar HaTorah. Rabbi Zera says, and that's exactly like me, because I said that both Rabbi and the Chum agree that if it's Liachar HaTorah, it's kosher. So it's perfectly like me, as long as you change the word pasul to kosher. So he said, okay, once you're changing words anyway, so Valema HaRezeh pasul, why would you change the word pasul to kosher? Wouldn't it be easier to change Divrei HaKol to HaRezeh? Isn't that a more likely mistake than instead of saying, it's indisputable, you know, that it's okay, HaRezeh, that we paskin a particular way. Why would you change apostle to kasher? So v'lema harei ze apostle, and then it could be v'rebi, and then it could even be following the sheet of Rebbe. So it says Marat, meaning then it would be following the dafka, the sheet of Rebbe, who apostles, if you write it tonight, lefnei HaTorah. So tana divrei hakol asnia kashul pasul michlofle hareza b'divrei kol lo michlofle. That yeah, it just has to be that that the Tana of the Brisa, we had a strong tradition used the term divrei kol, that such a lashon of divrei kol, so such an, we knew that it was an emphatic statement. We knew that it had divrei kol. We just weren't sure. It was less certain to us what the halacha was. So when they were teaching the Brisa, so they remembered that he said something emphatically. They just don't remember if he said kasher apostle. So it's more likely they forgot about the kasher apostle part than forgetting about the divrei hakol part. Period. Now we move on to the next mishnah. So we had already learned back on daf pei beis that if your megarish, a man is megarish his wife and he says harei mutaris l'kol adam chutz miploni, that according to the chum the get is apostle. So what else would qualify as a shiur beget, as leaving something out of a get? So our Mishnah talks about, what if the ploni in the chutz miploni is someone she's usher to anyway? Is that called the shiur beget? She wouldn't be allowed to marry that person anyway. So you're mutter to marry anyone you want, except for my father, except for your father, la'achi, ula'achich, my brother, your brother, all these people are arayos, la'eved, la'ovid chavim, to an eved, to a non-Jew, la'kol mi she'en la'olav kiddushin, or anyone where there's no tfisas kiddushin, so it's not even a possibility to get married to these people. So kosher, then the get is going to be kosher because you didn't really limit her in any which way. She was already limited. She couldn't get married to those people anyway. But if you tell her, except for a Kohen, now you're not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen. So she's not allowed to marry a Kohen anyway because she's a Grusha. But that's an Isser Lav. And if she were to, if the Kohen were to do Kiddushin on her, there would be a Tfisas Kiddushin. They would actually be married. If her father gives her Kesef Kiddushin and says, Hareya Mekadesh Li, they wouldn't even be married. There's no Tfisas Kiddushin. But over here, it's an Isser Lav. The Rishonim point out that the Lashon of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha V'Chalutz L'Kohen Hadyot is just Shigur Delishna, that we always use that terminology. Over here, you don't need to say, you could just say, Hareya Mekadesh Kol Adam Chutz Mikohen, right? Because she's automatically a Grusha. By giving her this get, you are making her a Grusha. So, you know, the Alman al-Kohen Gadol part doesn't fit at all, because anyway, she's a Grusha. You don't need to be an Alman al-Kohen Gadol. And the Grusha of a Chalutza of the Kohen Hedyot, yeah, it means that, but you didn't have to use such a Lashon. You could have just said, Chutz Mikohen, and that's an automatic. Other Rishonim understand that there is some sort of Chiddush in the Alman al-Kohen Gadol part, but we're not going to get into that now. Mamzeres in the scene of the Israel, or you tell her you're allowed to marry whoever you want, except for a mamzeres or meaning except for a Yisrael if she's a mamzeres in the Sina, or bas Yisrael the mamzer nasan, or if she's a regular bas Yisrael, you're allowed to marry whoever you want, except for a mamzer nasan. She's not allowed to marry those people anyway. Call me sheish love kiddushin, or anyone that she's usher to marry, but there is kiddushin afilu ba'avera, even though the kiddushin would be an iser. Pasul. That's called the shiur beget. That would pasul the get. So two dinim in the Mishnah. Din number one in the Mishnah is if you were meshayer someone who she doesn't even have kiddushin with, who she couldn't even have kiddushin with, that's not a shiur. The get is kosher. But if you're meshayer from the matir of the get, people who she could have kiddushin with, it's just that it's usher for her to get married to, that is considered a shiur in the get, and that would pasul the get. So klal the reisha. When we say in the reisha, we use the lashon of klal. We say kol mishay. In the law of Kiddushin, who's that coming to include? L'asuye shar chayav ekrisos. Anyone who's chayav ekrisos where there's no tfisas Kiddushin. Klala de Seifa, where it says in the Seifa, kol mi sheyesh lo lav Kiddushin, who's that coming to include? L'asuye shar chayav elavin. That includes all chayav elavin, where there is tfisas Kiddushin b'chayav elavin. So now the Gemara raises a series of nine shaylas and questions whether these are considered a shiur beget. So shayla number one. Bayimine Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav raised the following shayla from Rav Nachman. A man is megarish his wife, and he says, "Harei mutaris kol adam chutz mi kiddushei katan, except for kiddushin of so and so who is a child." That even if you were not be meshayer him, the guy can't be mekadisher because he is a katan, and a katan cannot be mekadish an isha. So mahu mi amrin hashemi alav baravayahu. Do we say that right now he's not a bar kiddushin and he can't be mekadisher anyway, and therefore you're not being meshayer anything? Odilma osi lechal avayu, or maybe he'll grow up one day, and therefore already now we consider him like a bar kiddushin to a certain extent, and therefore you are being meshayer something from the get. Rabbi Kivegra is medayik in his commentary on the Mishnayos that if you were to say stam chutz mikitanim, meaning the way we have it is the way Rashi says at least chutz mikidushay katan means mikidushay so and so, and you just name a 6 year old, meaning you name a particular person who happens to be a katan. But Rabbi Kivegra says it sounds like if you were to say chutz mikitanim, that would not be a shiur at all. Because when you say chutz miketanim, you mean anyone who at the time of their kiddushin is a katan. That anyone who tries to do kiddushin on you while they are a katan, that shouldn't be, this get shouldn't be effective for that. Well, anyway, that's not effective. Anyway, they can't do kiddushin. But when you're identifying a person, so then there's a svara to say, yes, right now he's a katan, but I'm telling you that you're not allowed to marry a little, little shloimi. A little shloimi may be 6 years old, but in 10 years from now, he's not going to be 6 years old anymore. And I've already excluded him from the get. So that's where there's a havamina to say that it's a shiur. That's how Rabbi Kivegar is medayek from our Rashi in his commentary on the Mishnayos. So anyway, so Rav Nachman responds. He answers this question to Nisua. We already learned in the Braisa. Ketana miskareshes bikidushay avia. A ketana whose father gave her over for kiddushin. So she had a kiddushin mida oraisa, can receive her own get after her father dies, even though she's still a katana. But doesn't the din of gerushin need to be just like the din of kiddushin? And a katana cannot give herself over for kiddushin, so why can she accept a get by herself? Ella asya lechlalavaya. It must be that since she would be lechlalavaya once she gets older, so right now, even as a child, she's considered to be bechlal havaya, and therefore achanami asya lechlalavaya. Maybe we could say when it comes to a katan as well, when you say areya mugresh many chutz mi ploni katan, except for so and so who is a katan, we view him as a real person who is capable of kiddushin. It's just that currently he's not capable of kiddushin, and therefore it is a shiur in the get, and the get is in fact possible. So that of the nine questions that the Gemara is going to raise, question number one we've answered. It's going to be the only one we answer. But question number one we've answered, that is considered a shiur and the get is possible. Now question number two. Rava asked Rav Nachman Vayter, chutz min hanoladim, what if you ask her on people that are not yet born? Mahu, hashta mi alois yalid. You say right now the person's not born, so you're not leaving anything out of the get, because every existing human being on this planet is included in the get, and therefore the get is kosher. O dilma asidid misyaldi. Or maybe no, they will one day be born, and then she's going to be asura to them based on her connection to this husband. So that's a shiur beget, and the get should be pasul. So amalei tenisui. So no, we learned an answer to this as well from the Mishnah. It says le'evad lo'ved chavim, that if you say chutz mi'levad lo'ved chavim, the get is kosher. It's not considered a shiur. But in Isa, if you're going to say that anyone who one day might be considered a shiur is already considered a shiur, evad lo'ved chavim nami avidin megayri, an evad lo'ved chavim might one day be Megayer, and then you're not going to be allowed to marry them because of your connection to this husband, so that should be a shiur in the get. So you see that it's not a shiur because of what will one day be. So the same is true when you say chutz min aladim, it's not a shiur. So the Gemara thinks it has an answer to that question as well, but answers, says the Gemara, nah, we don't have an answer to this question, it's not a raya. Hanach lav l'igyure kaimi, avadim rov l'chavim are not omed l'hiskayer, so that's not considered a shiur beget. It's not something that's like in the plans, or it's not the way things normally go. But hani l'se'alu dekaimi, but people who are not yet born are omed to be born. So it could be that leaving out all noladim is considered to be a shiur, even though a shiur of avadim and of the chavim is not considered to be a shiur. Third shayla, chutz mi balachosa mahu. What if you say you're allowed to marry anyone except for your sister's husband? So hashem yelo chazileit. Well, anyway, right now her sister's husband is arayos to her. She's not allowed to marry her sister's husband. Or do we say no? It's a funny kind of arayos. Achos ishto. Achos ishto is only aser bechaye ishto. Once the wife dies, though, you're allowed to marry achos ishto. So by saying your sister's husband, it's only a temporary arayos. It could be that one day he will be eligible to marry her. So, and you're and by you leaving it, by you limiting her, you're actually limiting her. So I'm late to Nisua. Well, we learned Eved Ovid Chavim, Eved Ovid Chavim Nami, Avidin Megairi. Well, Eved Ovid Chavim is not considered a Shiur, and the get is kosher, even though they might be Megair. So don't you see that a sister, that the sister's husband, even though one day the sister might die and she might be, and the husband might be eligible to her, it's not considered a Shiur. Says, well, no, Geirus Lo Shchicha. How often is it that an Eved Ovid Chavim is Megair? But Misa Shchicha, how often is it that a woman predeceases her husband? I don't know, close to 50% of the time. I mean, one of them dies before the other one. So it's not so uncommon that you have Misa. Fourth case, Chutz Miznuseich. He's matir her with this get to marry whoever she wants, but not to be mizana with whoever wants. So Mahu, what's the din? Is that considered a shiur in the get? Now, if you would say the opposite, that he's asking her to marry anybody, he's only being matir to be mizana with people, that when she's mizana, she's no longer an Eishes Ish, but to marry someone else, she's still an Eishes Ish, that we learned Beferish already back on Pegim and Beis, that is a shiur. Over here, we're saying the reverse. You're saying, go ahead, marry whoever you want. To marry whoever you want, chutz, but you cannot be mezana. If you're mezana, then you're still considered an eishes ish. You're gonna be chayv misa for that. So b'nisuin aloshir odil mashir bibia. Do we say, well, he did not limit her potential candidates as far as who she can marry, and therefore maybe it's not considered a shiur? Or do you say, yeah, but he did limit her potential candidates in terms of who she could have bia with, meaning he limited her halachic status in that he's still considering her an eishes ish legabe bia legabe znus. So malay tenisua. So we try to answer this one as well. La'abalavich. We said in our Mishnah that if you say you're allowed to marry whoever you want except for your father, my father, that's not considered a shiur. So b'may, what are we talking about? Marry your father, my father. Marrying? Ilem b'nisuin. Abba v'avich b'nei nisuin inu. Well, we're talking about getting married to abba v'avich. That's not even a possibility. It's not even a thing. It's not even something that can be done. Elalav biznos. It must be you're saying that you can't be mezana with abba and avich. That you're still going to be an eishes ish. As far as Nus is concerned. And what do we see from Mishnah? It's only not considered a shiur in the get because there are already arayos to you. But if it's to anybody else who's not already arayos to you, it would be considered a shiur and the get would be possible. So in our case, where you're saying chutz from the znus, it should be considered a shiur in the get, and the get should be pasul. Says Mar, no, dilma b'nisuin. Maybe our mission is actually talking about nisuin, that you're saying this get is matriu to everybody except for marrying your father or my father. And Davar Vinsif, you're right, there's no such thing as marrying your father or my father, but they did it. They went and they did, and they had a wedding ceremony, and they pretended to get married. That's what it means. That's what the husband's intention was in the case in our Mishnah. Min Chaskinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Vav that there is an Isser to be Makadish Nisha that Yechayev Kares Al Biyasa. Meaning, even though the Kiddushin is not Tovsin, you're still not allowed to do it. Meaning, if there's an Isser Kares, that there is an Isser to take a ring and say, in front of two Edim to your sister, right? Meaning, it's still usher to do, even though it's there's no chalos, of kiddushin. It's still usher to do. So that's what it means over here, that to marry Abba, to marry Avich. Okay, the fifth shaila. Chutz mishalo kedarka. You give the get and you say arem uteres kol adam except for a bia shalo kedarka. Legabi bia shalo kedarka, you're still an eishes ish. So mahu bekedarka lo shir. You're allowing. I mean, the get is being matir her to have bia kedarka with anybody and everybody in the entire world, and therefore you're not leaving anybody out. Odilma mishkevei isha ksiv. Or maybe no, since it says mishkevei isha, so we're makish. We make a hekish between bia kedarka and bia shalo kedarka, and therefore that which you're leaving out bia shalo kedarka is really called a shiur in the get, and the get should be pasul. Shaila number six. Chutz me'afaris nidirayich. What if you say, harem uteres kol adam, but there's one thing I want to keep. I want to keep the rights to be made for your nidarim. So mahu, is that considered a shiur or not? We had said on Pei Gimel Beis that a baal is made for nidre ishto. Why? What's the svara? Because whenever an isha is noderes, it's al das baila that she's noderes. So the Rishonim point out, well, wait a second. How is it even possible that he could say chutz me'afaris nizrayich, that you can go marry whoever you want, but I still want to be able to be made for a nedarim? It's not magic that he could be made for a nedarim. He could only be made for a nedarim because we assume that a married woman, whenever she takes a neder, is doing it al das, her husband. Well, she went and got married to somebody else. She's no longer doing it al das by la harishon, the by la rishon, the first husband. So the Ritva understands that the ability to be made for a nedarim is just a gzeiros hakasuf, that it's not really based on that svara. So according to the Ritva, this makes a little more sense, that he's saying that, look, I have the rights right now in your afaras nedarim. I'm giving up all my rights as a husband in you, except for afaras nedarim. So b'nisuin al hashir, do we say, well, as far as marriage is concerned, he didn't leave anything out of the get? Al dilma isha yikimenu v'isha yifarenu ksiv. No, it says a husband can be made for a neder. So that is called that you're leaving something in the marriage that you're still connected to her. A seventh shayla, chutz mitchumasayich. He says, but if you marry, the way Rashi understands, if you marry a Kohen, you shouldn't be allowed to eat truma. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Chutz says, that can't be the case, because even without such a Tanai, she's not allowed to eat truma. She's a grusha. And even if the Kohen was Makadishur and was not boel her, she's Mishtameris Labia, and she's not allowed to eat truma. So it's not possible, meaning that we're talking about that the husband is giving her a get and saying, I'm being matri you, except if you remarry a Kohen, you're not allowed to eat truma. She's not allowed to eat truma if she remarries a Kohen. She's a grusha if she remarries a Kohen. So Tosa says, no, the case is that the Megarish is a Kohen, and he's Megarish her almanas, that she can still eat truma based on her marriage to him. Meaning he's trying to give her, to maintain her right to eat truma. So long she was married to him, she was allowed to eat truma. He's saying, I still want you to be able to eat truma. So the subject of the Gemara is since the Kiddushin is being machlir of the truma, so the Kiddushin, so it could be that the Kiddushin is still there, it's not a real krisus. Or maybe no, there's no shir b'kiddushin because she could be miskadesh to whoever she wants. She could still get married to whoever she wants. So it's not called that he's maintaining something in the marriage. That's how Tosfos understands. But anyway, let's read it like Rashi. So Rashi reads it, chutz mitrumasayich means if you marry a Kohen, you should not be allowed to eat truma. So b'nisuin alo shir, he's not leaving anything over in the nisuin. O dilma, kinyan kaspo ksiv. The pasuk says kinyan kaspo, and therefore if the second husband is a Kohen, he's not going to be able to feed her truma. She's not really kinyan kaspo. So it turns out that the first husband is really holding on to her in a certain way. She's unable to have the fullest kiddushin with her new husband, and therefore the get would be possible. Eighth shayla chutz miyirusha seich. The husband mahu. The husband says that I still want to maintain the rights to yarshin you. So b'nisuin al yashir adil mil sheir of yarash osaksev. Do we assume that, okay, the get should be kosher because he didn't keep himself married to her in any way, he didn't keep her married to him in any way, or maybe no, that it's the lisha'ero, his wife, the pasuk says, v'yarashosa, that yarshin a wife, a baal is yorish as ishto. So if I'm saying that I still want to be yorish her, what I'm saying is I still want to maintain some level of being a baal, of being the husband. The Reb Chaim points out in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Yud Gimel, that the zuchus of Yerushas HaBaal, that the Baal is Yerushas Ishto, is not a zuchus that's Mischadesh B'shas Misas Ishto. It's Mishas Kiddushin. You see from this Gemara that it's part of the marriage, that it's a She'ero, that's part of the marriage, that he will Yarshin his wife. It's not just something that it only gets activated when she dies, but it's the zuchus of Yerushas HaBaal is there from the time of the marriage. And then a ninth and final Shaila. If he's Mishayer, one of the Kinyani Akidushin, he says, look, you can marry whoever you want, chutz mikidushayich b'shtar, but don't do it with a shtar. Only kesef or bia. I only want you to have kiddusha kesef or bia. So mahu. Miyam rin efshar de mekadisha kesef or bia. Do we say, well, she can marry whoever she wants, and she has two ways to do it. Or do we assume that, no, you have to have the full array of possibilities of having kiddushin in order for it to be considered a full krisus between the original husband. But if he's limiting her in the types of kiddushin she's able to have, then it's not a full krisus. So the Gemara leaves it, teku. It doesn't resolve any of these questions, except for the first suffix, which we said that it is a shiur, right? That's what the Ran points out. The Rishonim all quote Rabbeinu Chananel that Chutz Mikatan is a suffix Gerushin. Chutz Mikatan was the first suffix, and that it's a suffix Gerushin they quote from Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Rashi points out, obviously Rabbeinu Chananel had a different gears than the Gemara, where it wasn't poshet the first suffix. Meaning, there were our gears in the Gemara, we have 9 sveikos. First one we answered, the next 8 we didn't. Rabbeinu Chananel had it that all 9 we didn't answer. Okay, new mission now. Gufo shel get harayat mutaris kol adam. The actual text of the get is to write harayat mutaris kol adam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not good enough. You have to write v'dein diyahavi lichi minayi sefer tiruchin v'igera shvukin v'get betunin. This should be a get, and you use 3 different lashonos. L'mehach lisnas v'lechol gvar diyit D-tits-bayon, that it should be an absolute get to go marry whoever it is that you're interested in marrying. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayos points out that we use 3 Lashonos connected to the 3 Chiyuvim that a Baal has to his wife. She'er Ksus Ba'ona. So we use 3 Lashonos to say that we are breaking all of those obligations of marriage. Gufa shall get shichur. If you're writing get shichur to a shivcha kananis, so you say hareyat baschorin, hareyat la'atzmech. One or the other. Either hareyat baschorin or hareyat la'atzmech. The same would be true for an eved kananis. Tosfos points out we just use shivcha kananis because we're talking about get isha, so we talk about shivcha kananis. We're just keeping the gender the same. Tosfos raises the question, you know, in the Reisha, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, right? We had a Tanakhama that said hareyat mutaris kol adam is good enough, and Rabbi says, no, you need to use much more fancy lashonos. And then in the Sefer, Hareya Paschorin, that's good enough. Where's Rabbi Yehuda saying, no, you need to use fancy lashonos? How come Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree in the Sefer? So in the Chidushi Mariach, he says that it could be that Rabbi Yehuda does disagree in the Sefer. But this is Mesechus Gittin, so we're going to focus more on the discussions that relate to a get. We're not going to be so interested in the discussions relating to a Shtar Shichur. Or, alternatively, he suggests, it could be that a shtar shichur is hukash leget isha as far as that you need a shtar. But as far as yadayim shein mochichos and the exact lashonos that you have to use, maybe in a chinami, it's not, the rules aren't the same. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda's moda by a shtar shichur that yadayim shein mochichos is good enough and that you don't need to be, is about the din of Yadayim Mochichos and Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree, as we'll see soon, when it comes to Shtar Shichur. Tos Yanto suggests in the name of Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a krisos only when there's an Isser Erva, like a Get Isha, but not by a Shichur of a Shivcha. So therefore, this Nusach that demands an absolute krisos is not necessary when it comes to a Shtar Shichur. Okay, but that's the Achronim are all bothered by the same kasha. Why it is that we don't have the machlokas when it comes to a Shtar Shichur, we only have it by a Get Isha. So now, says the Gemara, Pshita Amar Lo Ishto Hareyat Baschorin Lo Amar Lo Klum. If you use a Lashon of Shichur Eved on your wife, that for sure doesn't work. To say Hareyat Baschorin to a wife, that doesn't do anything. Amar Lo Lashivchaso Hareyat Mutaris Kol Adam Lo Amar Lo Klum. If you use a Lashon of Get to a Shivcha, also doesn't do anything. To say Hareyat Mutaris Kol Adam. But Amar Lo Isha Hareyat Latzmech. What if you use a more vague lashon, like you are now yours, and you say that to your wife? So mahu legamri kamala? Are you saying that she is totally independent in that she is mugureshes olamalach kamala? Or you're saying that she's independent in that she now gets to keep her maisi adayin, but not that it's an actual get? So I'm leaving Ravina Ravashi Tashmel. Bring a riot. It's none. Gufal shall get shichur hareyat baschor and hareyat latzmech. Uma avdu dekani le gufei ki amale hareyat latzmech kani gufei. If an eved where you literally owned the person, and it's a helpful enough lashon to release the person to their own control by saying hareyat latzmech si isha delo kani gufa, by an isha where you never owned your wife. That's not what kinyan means when we talk about kinyan ishos. So that you don't own the person. So lo kolshke. So all the more so, the lashon of hareyat latzmech should be enough. If hareyat latzmech is enough to be makna a person to themselves, so hareyat latzmech should be enough to make a get. So amar Ravina Ravashi, amar lo la'avdo. Ravina says Ravashi, if you say to your eved, eili esek bach, I want nothing to do with you. Mahu, is that a lashon of shichur? So amar Ravchan Ravashi, v'ami lo Ravchan michuznal Ravashi, tashmal bring a raya. Detanya mocher avdo lo v'chavim. If you sell your eved to a non-Jew, yatzal l'cherus, the eved goes free. But you still need to write a shtar shichur, so you're obligated to write that shtar shichur, but the eved is free. When do we say that the eved needs to get shichur? That's if the adon didn't write a shtar. But if the adon wrote a shtar, that shtar is the shichur of the eved. You don't need an additional get shichur. So my ono, what does it mean you wrote a shtar? What's ono? Amrav Sheshes, the kasav lei, that when you sold him to the Ovid Chavim, you wrote to the eved, likashativrach mimenu, eili esekbach. That when you run away from this Ovid Chavim, I got nothing to do with you. So you see that an eved doesn't need an additional shtar shukr. Ein li esek bach is enough. So you see that that nusach works as a shukr of an eved. Ein li esek bach works. So now we move to the sugya of yadayim shein mochichos. Yad means a lashon that when you begin saying something, but you don't finish the sentence. So if part of what you said is it's muchach from the part that you did say, what you meant to say, that's called the yad mochiach. And that works as if you actually said the entire lashon. But if it's not abundantly clear from the part of the sentence that you did say how you were going to end that sentence, that's yadayim she'enin mochichos. So Rabbi Yehuda b'dandi havi lichim minay sefer teruchin v'gerah shvukin. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to say this whole lashon that it should be sefer teruchin v'gerah shvukin, etc. So b'maykom miflagi, what is the machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda? The Chum say harei mutaris kol adam is perfectly fine. You don't need any more detail than that. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. You need all of these lashonos. So it must be rabbanan savi yadayim she'enin mochichos havian yadayim, that even though it's not a Yad Mochiach, and the part that you said is not Mochiach, what you really mean to say, it's still considered good enough. It's as if you finished the sentence. V'alvagav dulo kasav la v'dein, and even though you didn't say v'dein, di'avi lichim, you know, get keruchin, or all those things. So it's not Mochiach what you're going to say, but Mochamil said v'agitaka magarish la. It's clear that you're being magarish with this get, even though it's not a full Yodayim Mochichos, and that's good enough. For Rabbi Yehuda Savri Yodayim Shein Mochichos, lo av Yodayim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Yodayim Shein Mochichos is not good enough. V'taim the kasavla v'dein the mulcha milsa the b'hai gita kamagarishla, and it's only if you actually spell out all the lashonos of a lo kasavla v'dein. But if you don't say all those lashonos, I'm ribi diburugirsha. We say that you're trying to be magarisher just by saying the words harei mutzaris kol adam u'shtar raya bialmahi, and the shtar is just being used as a raya bialma, and it's not the real basis of the divorce. So now the Gemara goes through a number of dikdukim in writing the get. Amrabai, Haiman de Kasav Gita, lo lichto vidin with a yud, de mashma vidin, because that could be read as vidin, as if you're saying that I'm being megarish you because vidin I'm obligated to be megarish you. But you're not obligated to be megarish you. That would imply that if you're not obligated to be megarish you, the whole get was a taus, and then the get's going to be batel. Ela vidin, you have to say vidin without the yud, and you have to be careful about spelling it that way. Lo lichto Igeris, the mashma igeris. Don't write the word igeris with a yud, because that's a mashma lashon of igra of a gag. Ela igeris without a yud, where there's no way to make a mistake in terms of what it means. It means a letter. Lo lichtov limehach with a yud, the mashma li mahach, which sounds like it means you should be mine. So from the time of me giving you this document and on, you'll be mine, which is the exact opposite of what the get is supposed to accomplish. Velo lichtov limchach, don't change the hay into a ches. You have to be careful that it looks like a hay and not a ches, because then it will say demashma kichucha. Then it makes it sound like lemechach means that it's kichucha vitlula. That here, I'm giving you this joke. You're not giving a joke. You're giving something that is extremely, extremely serious. Tosfos is not sure when we're saying these things that you got to be careful that it looks like a hay and not a ches. Should it be an exaggerated hay? Meaning the way a hay is normally written is that there's a little space between the leg of the hay and the top. So do you just write a normal A, or should you do it in such an exaggerated way where the leg of the A is all the way down, where it's strongly distanced, because we're trying to say you have to be super duper careful about this, or when you have to be careful that it's not a yud and a vav. Do we mean an exaggeratedly long vav or not? So Tosfos is not sure about that. There are certain cases where the Gemara is going to say that it needs to be exaggerated, but over here the Gemara didn't say. Di yitavyan Each of those need three yuds in the word. Because if there are only two yuds in the word, it would sound like other women will be allowed to marry whoever they want. But it's not about this woman. So in order to make it clear that it's about this woman, you need three yuds. And make sure the vav in teruchin and the vav in shvukin is extra long so that it doesn't look like a yud. Because then it would sound like you're saying that it relates to women who are divorced and who are abandoned. It's ukedu petaris, that you have to make sure the vav is long. Because you don't want it to be kedi. Kedi means like I'm leaving you with nothing. I'm just abandoning you with nothing. V'lo lichtov li'itnasva, with an aleph at the beginning. Demashma lo yitnasva. Elo lihitnasva. You have to say lihitnasva with a hey. So those are the dikduk and Belsham. Tomorrow we will begin with Ibayilahu. Okay.